Well, I think Britain needs nothing less than a radical constitutional overhaul. I mean, virtually a constitutional revolution. I'm not out looking for blood in the streets, but I do think something massive has to happen with our constitution, partly because it has remained unfinished, really, since the unfinished business of the English Revolution in the 17th century. It's appropriate that Michael Martin is the first speaker kicked out of office since 1695, because in a way, this is. What needs to be done here is to complete the business that was started just then. And that is to assert that the power in the land shouldn't lie at the centre with the crown, and it's it used to be the monarch, today it's the executive in the form of a prime minister, but with the people, with us. And to do that means really changing every aspect of the way we're governed. At the moment, power starts at the top in our country, and if we're lucky, some of it trickles down to the rest of us. In full-blooded democracies, and there are one or two around the world, it has to be the other way around, that we're in charge and that we lend some of our power to those who represent us. And that means across the board things have to change, from how we elect people to insisting that we elect people. So many key people in our public life are not elected at all. Unbelievable situation in a democracy, right all the way through to having a written constitution. You know, if you own a house, you expect the deeds. If you buy a car, you get an owner's manual. You want to know how this thing works and you want proof that you own it. It's amazing that we're not told in our own country what the rules of the game are. And that's what we have. We have an unwritten constitution. So across the board, everything has to change. It's a massive undertaking. Question is, do we as a nation have the stomach for it?